Welcome to Nate's Daily Wager. I ain't picking winners, but I am making wagers. Time to put my money where my mouth is.
This is Nate's Daily Wager for October 2nd, 2022. And nice win for us yesterday. Kansas train keeps on rolling. And we were on the right side. As I predicted, they even won. Didn't need the 3 points, but we had them in our pocket anyways. All right. Switching over to the professional ranks. Today, I'm looking at this Bills-Ravens matchup. We got Bills by a billion, obviously. But then, looking at the total. It's sitting at 51. It was a little higher. It's coming down. And it's a mess. I mean, the weather. It's raining. It's been raining. I think it's going to be kind of soggy there at in Baltimore. So, I know everybody's hoping, wanting, expecting a shootout between these two MVP caliber quarterbacks. And I think it's going to kind of be a slow, plodding run, power run game today. So that's it. I'm just going to take the under. So we're going to go under 51 total points between the Bills and Ravens in today's NFL football action. See anything better than that? Pound it. That's my pick, and I'm sticking to it. And cousin, it's getting pretty bad here, man. Desperate times, desperate measures, sir. I'm not going to tell the public to fade you, but they should start thinking about fading you. Cousin, what you got for them?
Hey, it's Coles and Vinny. It's week 4, and I'm back. I'm back. I'm doing my best here. We're going to try and right this ship. I realize I'm off to an 0-3 start. I realize I'm in a slump. But what the great Yogi Berra once said, I'm not in a slump, I'm just not hitting the ball. Alright? We've had some bad breaks here, and we're not hitting on these picks. But I had to go back, I had to reassess, and I'm determined to right this ship. And to do so, I'm willing to do desperate measures. I'm willing to do things I normally wouldn't do. And this week, to right the ship, I'm going to surprise everybody with my lock of the week. And as all you all know, Cousin Vinny is born and raised in Philadelphia in the city of brotherly love. And I'm a diehard Eagles fan. Love the birds. Go birds. But I will say this week, we got Dougie P coming back to the link. Going to be an emotional day. Dougie P and his team off the heels of a big win against the Chargers. Dougie P is a good coach. We're starting to see that. Now, Dougie P and his team got some nice pieces there like we talked about. Got some momentum here. Are getting 6.5 points against the Eagles. The Eagles are the only remaining undefeated team in the NFL. And they're riding high from back-to-back or 3 victories in a row, but really back-to-back high victories against the Vikings and then their old friend Carson Wentz. And while I think the Eagles win, and I'm not recommending taking the Jaguars money line, I do think the Jaguars are going to keep a close game with these birds. I think Dougie P is going to want to come in here. He's going to want to put his best foot forward, and I think this team's going to want to come in here and play hard for him. That being said, 6.5, that's a lot of points. So, what Cousin Vinny is going to do for the first time ever, is going to tell you to take the team playing his beloved birds. So, they'll get the ship right on track again. Get in the W column. We're going to take the Jaguars and the 6.5 points on Dougie Peterson's return to the link in Philadelphia this Sunday. So until next week, it's Cousin Vinny with your week 4 lock of the week.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Please remember to rate, review, subscribe in your favorite podcast application. Tell me how much I suck or how much money I'm making you.